Mexico. Every step you take through the rising tide is followed by the lines of waves which create new lines across our two souls and across the unified universe that is in us and is made up of our genuine actualized bodies dancing in these lines and waves on the sand. We merge with God there at the rising tide, where your statue of an image comes and goes, but the beauty of you by the tide will never disappear from my mind, no matter how fleeting life is. We stole each other's hearts, but just like thieves, we gladly took from each other. You act like you are unconscious, but secretly, you know the universe is below you, above you, and in the rows and lines of waves splashing at your feet, making your soul dance, giving you reasons to go on. You and your small figure do not disappear down this strange shore, but stay frozen in the actuality of wind, sand, and wave line, in the beating hot sun where you learned God's name and felt him breathe as the wind. Thank you. Here is the second poem, Splitting the Shadow. The old man spots the shadow. He divides the shadow with his eye. His mind is so strong he can split the shadow of the Lord of dark and light into pieces like a pie. He sees God naked and he keeps it to himself as the clock rings the hour, the 12th. The man knows he is frail and weak, but at the same time he is aware that Godhead is meek. The words of knowing right don't come immediately to his mouth, but he knows that in winter geese fly south. He sits together with people in the night where the good feelings build, even though they know there is little might in their guild.